Welcome to Nature Magic. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we celebrate Samhain and the full moon with the Samhain Magic Full Moon Ritual. Samhain is a sacred time. For many of us, it is the start of our spiritual new year. Its name is said to come from the Gaelic for summer's end. It is a time of celebrating the end of the harvest. It's a time for looking over the past year. It is a time for coming to terms with death as part of the cycle of birth, growth, life, death, and rebirth. Literally, there's death in the air as vegetation dies back in many places where Samhain is celebrated, including Wisconsin, where Circle Sanctuary is headquartered. Samhain is also a time for looking ahead to the coming spiritual year. It is a time between the worlds. It is a time which is said to have the world of the living and the world of the dead being in closer contact at other times of the year. It is a time for honoring beloved dead, those who have been part of our lives, who have died in the past year, and before that, a time for remembering and connecting with our ancestors. It is a time of renewal, of envisioning, of working together to bring about more healing and well-being for ourselves, our loved ones, our community, and the world as a whole. Full moon is a powerful time for bringing about transformation. It is a powerful time for visioning, for reflection, for divination. It's a powerful time for bringing blessings of well-being and joy, of inner peace, of spiritual understanding. In our ceremony tonight, we will be weaving together Samhain traditions with ways of celebrating the full moon. I invite you to take part in this guided meditative ritual experience in a way that works for you according to your own path. The symbology that I work with, some of the chants that I'll be sharing, are ones that I've developed or that have emerged with the circle craft tradition, which I've helped birth and practice. Find a place to do this ceremony where you can be free from distractions. You may want to lower the lights in the place where you are and kindle a candle, or if you have a jack-o'-lantern, whether it's a carved pumpkin or a ceramic image or some other material. You may want to kindle that. If you have a cauldron, you may want to put a candle in the cauldron as a symbol of the season and of the magic and transformation that is connected with this time of year. If you have a view of the full moon, then you may want to position yourself, set up an altar, or find a place to be where you can do this Samhain full moon circle in view of the moon. And if the moon is not up yet where you are, or not visible due to clouds or weather conditions, then I invite you, when we get to the part of connecting with the full moon, to envision it in your imagination. We begin by centering ourselves. Find a comfortable place to sit, or if you prefer to stand or lay down, find a good place to be and begin taking slow, deep breaths. As you breathe in relaxation. As you breathe out, dispel what you do not need to have with you for this rite. And as you continue to take deep breaths and center yourself, feel yourself connecting with the spirit of place where you are. And begin envisioning a circle of radiant light forming around you to bless your working a sacred circle of radiant light. And then I invite you to rise up and extending a hand and arm out before you, begin walking clockwise around your ritual space. If you are in a place where that would be difficult to do, then imagine that you are walking around. And as you do, imagine light flowing through you and into the circle of light that you're forming around you. I invite you to join in this Samhain circle casting chant. Circle of power. Circle of light. Circle of Samhain and full moon night. Circle of power. Circle of light. Circle of Samhain and full moon night. Circle of power. Circle of light. Circle of Samhain and full moon night. Circle of power. Circle of light. Circle of Samhain and full moon night. Circle of power. Circle of light. Circle of Samhain and full moon night. And now, standing in the center of your circle, experience that radiance around you. Connect connect with the land beneath you. Honor the place where you are and draw the power of that land up through you. And as you raise your hands upward, let it flow out to the sky, drawing the power from land to sky, from land to sky, letting the power fountain around you and around the circle that you've cast. Feeling centered and balanced. And now looking above, raising both hands out, palms facing inward, arms outstretched, form a great crescent, a cup with your arms and your body, and imagine the full moon above you, and if you see the full moon above you, experience the radiant light of that full moon flowing down through your hands, through the top of your head, flowing down into you and into the sacred circle, flowing down your body into the earth and radiating out so that it's filling the circle. Continue to do this, attuning yourself to sky and to full moon. And then holding your hands to your heart. Experience the balance of earth and sky within you and the sacred circle. Be at peace, be in a wholeness balance. And now turning and facing the north, extending your hands out, we call the powers of north and earth into our circle and into this rite. Facing east, and in like fashion extending our arms and hands, we call the powers of east and air into this circle and into this rite. Turning and facing the south, extending our hands and arms forward, we call to the powers of south and fire, come into our circle and into this rite. And facing the west, extending our arms and hands, we call the powers of west and water into the circle and into this rite. And coming to center again, we call the powers of spirit and center into our circle, into this rite. Spirit within us, spirit around us. Spirit within us, spirit around us. Spirit within us, spirit around us. So mote it be. Now finding a comfortable place to sit or be, we connect with some of the powers of Samhain at this full moon time. We begin with personal transformation, connecting with the five R's of Samhain transformations. Review, reflect, release, repattern, recharge. Review, reflect, release, repattern, recharge. Review, reflect, release, repattern, recharge. And now in the next few moments of quiet, we connect with each of these R words and their processes. We close our eyes, spend a few moments calling to mind the past year, beginning with last year's Samhain. Calling to mind one of the places and one of the ways that you celebrated Samhain last year. And as you journey through time in your review, experience yourself moving through the year from late October into November. Into December and Yule. Letting memories surface as you move through the wheel of the year. Welcoming in the calendar year, the start of January. Moving through January into February and Imbolc. Experiences in February. Experiences in March. And the start of spring. Connecting with memories of April, moving to Beltane at the start of May, through May into June and the summer solstice. Into July, and as August comes on, Lunasa, moving through August into September, and fall equinox, Mabin, and in the week since that brings you to the Samhain tide and full moon. Spend a few moments now that you have journeyed in your imagination through the past year and reflect on the past year. Call to mind accomplishments. Call to mind some new things that enriched your life, experiences, new relationships. call to mind challenges, illnesses, difficulties that you encountered, and some ways that you dealt problems. Call to mind at least one way that you have grown. Could be from a new experience, from problem solving, from something that you set about to learn and learned, or some learning that emerged spontaneously. Reflect on you and your life. And now focus a few moments on something that you would like to cast away, to dispel, to release, to let go of, from yourself, from your life. What is something that you would like to release? Let it take the form of a symbol, or a word, or a phrase. Imagine yourself writing that on a piece of paper, and that you're standing before a Samhain fire, a bonfire, or a hearth fire, or a candle in a cauldron, with the full moon above you. You symbolically release, you burn away that which you seek to cast off, to dispel. And as you envision that, speak, be gone, be gone, be gone. And as the symbol burns away in the fire, experience the power of the radiant moon flowing down upon you, and focus on repatterning. Guidance come to you about something new, some action or attitude, something specific that you can start doing to bring about greater wellness and joy in your day-to-day life. Let the guidance come. And in the shimmering moonlight and glow, imagine you putting that guidance into action. As you speak, I repattern. I repattern. I repattern. And now from the center of your circle, feel the power of the earth in the north coming into you in the form of a beautiful green radiant light, a stream of light coming into you, blessing your body, recharging you physically. And as that continues to flow, you imagine from the east a golden yellow light flowing into you and into your mind, repatterning you, energizing you, connecting you with wisdom and insight, recharging the mental dimensions of self. And from the south, a beam of radiant red light flows into you, recharging your stamina, your power within, your vital force, your ability to do things, to be creative, to face challenges. Feel that power flowing within you. And from the west, a beam, a beautiful blue light flows into you, blessing you with emotional well-being, recharging your emotional body, feeling connections and love from those who are important to you, feeling joy and a peace. The green, the golden yellow, the vibrant red, the beautiful blue, start spiraling around you now and merging into a beautiful white light of spirit. You experience yourself glowing with a sphere of white radiance, the color of starlight, with the colors all flowing together, being part of the spectrum that's unified as radiance. And as you continue to envision that radiance in you and around you, speak the words recharge, 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 recharge. And let the power of the elements, the power of the divine within you and around you, bring about greater well-being. And let this recharge process continue through the rest of this rite and beyond into this Samhain time and into the new year. So mote it be. And now we turn our attention to the other world. We call to, we honor, we remember those who have died, that have been part of our lives, those who have died that have had impacts on our life, those who are ancestors who have gone before. Beloved dead and ancestors, we call to you, we honor you. Beloved dead and ancestors, we call to you, we honor you. Beloved dead and ancestors, we call to you, we honor you. Beloved dead and ancestors, we call to you, we honor you. And now in the next few moments of quiet, we focus our attention on beloved dead that have died in the past year. Those we have personally known, those who have enriched our lives through their books, their music, their social action, or other ways. Let us spend a few moments now and call to mind the name or names of the sacred dead who have died in this past year. And if it feels right for you to do so, call out the name or names one by one. Beloved dead, we remember you. Beloved dead, we thank you. Beloved dead, we honor you. And now we focus our attention on loved ones that have died longer than a year. Beloved dead humans, creatures, other loved ones. Let our name or names of other beloved dead from the past come to mind, and in like fashion, you may want to speak their names as a way of remembering and honoring. Be Beloved Dead, we remember you, we thank you, we honor you. Beloved Dead, we remember you, we honor you, we thank you. Beloved Dead, we remember you, we honor you, we thank you. What is remembered lives in consciousness. And as we connect with ancestors now, we spend a few moments calling to mind places where one or more ancestors have dwelled, have lived, have connections. Calling to mind memories of a house, of a piece of land, of a region, of a country, of a resting place, of final remains. Cemeteries, mausoleums. Reflect a few moments on ancestral places that come to mind. And then call to mind the image of yourself with ancestors from many lines that you descend from in your family. Being behind you in the form of figures glowing with light. Experience long lines of ancestors standing behind you, giving you support. Feel the power of the ancestors, of those who have gone before, being with you. Give them thanks. Honor them. Ancestors, be with us. Ancestors, guide us. Ancestors, live through us. Ancestors, teach us. Ancestors, guide us. Ancestors, bless us. Ancestors, guide us. Ancestors, bless us. Ancestors, guide us. Ancestors, bless us. From the multitude of glowing ancestral figures behind you, one emerges and comes and is before you. Experience the glowing light, and then see what form emerges as the ancestor makes the ancestors' presence known to you. They take a form, an appearance in the time period, the place where they once dwelled. Pay attention to what you experience, what you envision, what comes to mind in the next few moments of quiet as you invite an ancestor to appear before you. And invite the ancestor to give you a word or a phrase of guidance now. And give thanks. Extending your arms and hands out towards the ancestral figure, let love flow from your heart through your arms and your hands to the figure as an appreciation. And feel that connection deepening. And as you bid the ancestral figure farewell and give another thanksgiving, give thanks to all the ancestors who have joined you in this meditation. Give thanks to those who have died in the past and those who've died in the past year. Give thanks to the beloved dead and ancestors. Beloved dead and ancestors, we remember you and thank you. Beloved dead and ancestors, we remember you and thank you. Beloved dead and ancestors, we remember you and thank you. Continue to be with us and guide us now and in the times to come. Help us understand the mysteries of the circle of life, death, and rebirth. So mote it be. And now in our final part of our ceremony, we each in our own sacred circles, under the glow of the moon, with the Samhain power within us and around us, we call to mind our connections with each other that are celebrating Samhain in this way and connecting with the full moon in this way. Spend a few moments imagining yourself in a great network of others who are celebrating the full moon and Samhain at this time. Imagine rays of light connecting you to other circles around this planet and the universe. And we extend that network to all of those who are celebrating full moon and Beltane time and the other half of our world. And in the next few moments of quiet, as we envision this ever-changing, ever-glowing network of connections and interconnections, let us bring into our consciousness and into manifestation equal rights for those who are practitioners of the ways of the wise, of the craft, of different pagan traditions. Let us imagine a sacred force in the form of a great goddess holding a torch of freedom. We call into our Samhain full moon circle, Libertas, goddess of freedom. And may freedom's light shine, illuminate humankind, bring about greater understanding of nature religions, bring about equality, liberty, and justice for all. In the United States, where Libertas is the icon, Lady Liberty, and around the world. And as we continue to envision her and envision the network of lights connecting us all together, let us send special support and healing and strength to all those who are in need. We send blessings of wellness, blessings of hope, blessings of freedom. And we take that image of Libertas with her torch and that connection of ourselves interconnecting with other practitioners, not only those listening to this podcast now and later, but those who will be celebrating, who are celebrating, who have celebrated this sacred time. We send our well wishes. We take that image into our own consciousness and memories. And may our envisionings be so. So mote it be. As we conclude our circle, we let love flow from our heart down into the place where we are, letting it radiate not only in this place, but to join in with well wishes being sent at this sacred time for planet Earth, our home. the great community of life, creatures and plants, ecosystems, humans. We send well wishes to planet Earth and its community of life. And we join with others in sending wishes for peace, healing, and well-being. Blessed be. We give thanks to the sacred forces that we have called and worked with in this rite. We give thanks to the spirit of place where we are. We give thanks to the spirit of the earth, planet Earth, and the community of life that we are part of. We give thanks to the full moon above us. We give thanks to the heavens, the cosmos, of which the moon, the earth, all of us are part. We give thanks to beloved dead and ancestors. We give thanks to the elemental powers, the earth, the air, the fire, the water, the spirit. We give thanks to the sacred circle that we have cast around us. We face each of those directions now, rising up, extending our hands out to the north, giving thanks to the powers of north and earth. Turning to the east, giving thanks to the powers of east and air. Turning to the south, giving thanks to the powers of the south and fire. And turning to the west, we give thanks to the powers of west and water. And in the center, we give thanks to the powers of spirit, of great spirit, of the divine as one and the divine as many, as goddesses, as gods, as nature spirits, as ancient ones, of those yet to be, of spiritual teachers and guides. We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. And we give thanks to the sacred circle around us, and we take that circle now into ourselves as we use that power to guide us as we journey into this Samhain time at full moon. We give thanks to the powers of community. May we carry the memory of this circle, of our experiences, into our day-to-day lives. And may we continue to be in harmony, not only with the different dimensions of self and the sacred forces we work with, but the greater all of which we are a part. So mote it be. Circle of Samhain and full moon. It's time for you to be open, but you're never broken. Merry meet and merry part and merry meet again. So mote it be.